Good morning. Thank you for having me. So you did a little scientific survey here, and let me look at this very impressive document. 8% of the creators at OneSpark have a green focus, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so
pretty amazing. It's trending really well.
And that's up from last year.
Yes.
So as you've walked around and you've seen what people are showing, what are some of that have struck your eye?
Wow, the diversity. I mean, sustainability is a broad topic, but it is, I mean, there's something for kids, there's like 5 projects on electric bikes, there's lots of education, it's just fabulous that it's trending so well, and it shows that there's a huge need and want for sustainability in this region.
So you're here today that you really want this to be trending throughout the week. You're trying to encourage people to vote for some of these projects.
And the generation.
Yeah.
Sustainability is generational.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is something that millennials who embrace crowdfunding as a concept support in droves.
Automatically. Like 94% is like the constant polling on how much they believe in sustainability.
Tell us a little bit, too, about your efforts with the U.S. Green Building Council. You've made a lot of progress in recent years on what are known as LEED certified buildings. That's leadership and energy and environmental design. Building greener and smarter.
Yes. So it's a whole building. You take sites, energy, water, materials, and education, and you combine it all in a building. You just build a smarter, higher performing building. And we have 85 certified buildings from like 300,000 square feet down to, LEED Platinum homes. And we have over 170 in the pipeline. So it is here to stay, and it's going to be healthier. We'll have healthier, greener schools, higher performing kids, all that.
What's the business case? When you talk to people who don't see the value of doing things this way, how do you try to make the business case?
The ROI is proven. The return on investment is there. It helps to have a plan in place and a good team so you don't run into the usual pitfalls, but the energy savings, the water savings, but what we even have, we're getting better at measuring is the health. Like, for instance, 103rd Westview School in Jacksonville, it's a LEED gold school. It has an autism wing with no VOC, no volatile organic paint. There's less absenteeism. So productivity and economic development, I mean, it's just, we're linking the dots better, but it's there.